So, Declan, we're looking ahead to the Roscommon game off the back of the defeat to Dublin last Saturday. You said that there was plenty to work on. How's that work going in the days after the visit to Croke Park?
Yeah, listen, every day you go out, you're always learning, and no better place to learn the trade than Croke Park against the best team in the country. And yeah, those aspects of the game that we wouldn't have been happy with, and we're hoping to get that right now for this weekend, and we'll need to get it right for a tough challenge against Roscommon.
Yeah, what were those things then that you wanted to work on? I know there's a couple of aspects that didn't go your way. The kickouts was one, I suppose. Pushing further up the field was another.
There was a couple of areas that we need to work on, and every day you go out, Oisin, and you know, you're always working on certain stuff. You know, we need to get our hands on more ball. You know, we're dangerous when we get possession, there's no doubt about it, and we're dangerous going forward, but we just need to get more ball against Dublin. I think our percentages were well down, and yeah, you can take into account that you're playing against a quality side like Dublin, but at the same time, the game plan in terms of what we're trying to play and the way we're trying to play stays the same, and we just need to improve every day we go out. Yeah.
Donegal were the less experienced of the two sides that took to the field last weekend at Croke Park, but you're 8 points down at one stage. You were just at the four, but you just couldn't get any closer to the Dubs in the end up, Declan.
Yeah, listen, as I said after the match on Saturday night, against those type of teams, you know, when you do get chances, you've got to take them. And on the flip side, if you switch off at all, you will be punished. And we were punished. The two goals we gave away were poor goals, and so it's something that we looked at, and it's areas that we need to get better in, and especially against those top quality sides.
Yeah. It's going to be a different sort of game then against Roscommon, what the Rossers are going to bring to the pitch, given their circumstances, or their circumstance rather, going into the match off a heavy defeat to Tyrone.
Yeah, it's going to be a different match. There's no doubt about that. Roscommon on the back of a heavy defeat, but last Saturday's performance against Tyrone will have no bearing on our match against them on Saturday evening. It's a huge match. It's a match that we have to go out and win. And, you know, Roscommon will be hurting from that match. They're in Hyde Park, and, you know, they're always formidable in Hyde Park. They have a very potent front six, and... Yeah, it's going to take a big performance for us to get over the line, but like, there's a huge price at stake at the end of it, and as I say, it's a match that we're going down, and one that we're hoping that we can get the performance levels right and to get that result.
The fact that they're going into the game and they're chasing a victory as well to keep any their slim hopes on track of making a semi-final, the fact that they're going to chase it, the game's going to be more open than what we've seen at Croke Park, and is that going to suit the attacking style of play you just want to get back to, Declan?
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, Roscommon will probably be looking at, you know, they shipped a heavy score at the weekend, and they'll probably be looking at areas where they can reduce that. We will, again, as I say, we've aspects of all our game between our defending and our attacking that we need to improve on. We have made significant progress throughout the summer campaign, there's no doubt about that there. And as I say, this match at the weekend, it's going to take a fair bit of character. It's going to be a high-intensity championship match. What, as I said, a huge price at the end of it. We have a potential match in Balbuffet against Tyrone, which could be an All-Ireland quarter-final in 2 weeks' time, and that's the carrot that we're looking at. But we have to get that performance right on Saturday evening to get that result against Roscommon.
How do you separate that then, Declan?
Listen, we're going to have to be better defensively. There's no doubt about that there, as a unit and as individuals. And again, going forward, when we do create those chances, we've got to take them. And that's basically it. And the guys have been working extremely hard. And, you know, you couldn't fault anyone's performance on Saturday night. The guys put in a huge, huge shift against quality opposition. People sometimes can maybe forget about that there. But you're against a quality side in Dublin. And, you know, you've seen what came off the bench on Saturday night too. And that was a huge difference from Dublin. I mean, they had 2 points from Paul Flynn and 2 points from Cormac Costlow. And, you know, that was a huge contribution in that last quarter.
And the guys want to make up for suffering a defeat. They would take that defeat hard, and they want to bounce back, and they want to get back on a one-on trail, something that was new to them in the summer, because they hadn't lost through a championship campaign, Declan.
Yeah, listen, we came through Ulster and played well through Ulster. But as I said, I knew before going into last Saturday night's match, I was saying that, you know, the quality of opposition was going to be much higher, and it turned out to be that way. But this is where you want to challenge. This is where these guys are going to learn. And as I say, if we can learn from last Saturday night and improve, then, you know, it'll be well worthwhile. Still very, very young side. A lot of young lads, maybe I think it was three or four, playing in Croke Park for the first time last Saturday night. And that's a huge learning curve in itself. And hopefully, as I say, that the whole group will move on and be stronger for that.
Players wise, how you fixed this week? Paddy McGrath came off with a knock last week at Croke Park. Neil McGee came back in for the second half. How are you on the personnel front?
Yeah, we're not too bad. I think we will be okay. Paddy's come through okay. Neil's come through the match okay. And the rest of the guys, we're back training, back in on Monday. And the guys are, as I say, really looking forward now to the challenge. The challenge that Roscommon's going to bring on Saturday night. And it's exciting times. It's back-to-back championship matches. And as I say, it's going to be another difficult assignment. But it's one we know that we can get the result if we can get that performance right.
Can we expect much change to the 15 from last week? I know there's a few guys came off the bench last week and put their hands up for maybe a starting place this time around.
Yeah, listen, we look at all avenues. We look at opposition. We look at different scenarios. And the squad will, there'll probably be one or two maybe new additions to that 26 at the weekend. And as I say, but that will be revealed on Saturday afternoon.
When you mentioned Tyrone, how big a game that can be at the start of August, and bearing that in mind, squad management then is key at this stage in the Super 8, is it?
It is, but you have to take every match as it comes. We know next Saturday is it's a must-win match for us, and we're going into Hyde Park, and we will be putting out the team that we think that'll do a job for us on Saturday evening. And the squad, I mean, again, the squad is so important, Oisin, and you quite rightly said that. We have a squad that's training really hard at the minute. All the guys are back in training. Some of the lads have just come in the last couple of weeks and will need game time, but it's going to be very, very difficult. For those guys, they're training hard, but they haven't played much football all season. So the squad, as I say, the guys coming off the bench, those six lads that will come off the bench next Saturday night will have a huge bearing again. And as I say, it's a squad game.
And Declan, goals wise, you didn't score Croke Park. It was the first match in the championship that you didn't have the ball nestled in the back of the net. How crucial are goals going to be at Dr. Hyde Park, and how key is it going to be if you're to get an early one?
Listen, Oisin, goals won matches, people say that, and it's right. Last Saturday night against Dublin got two goals. At the end of the day, that was a difference between winning and losing. We had a couple of chances. I know Dublin had other goal chances, but you know, when we get our chance, we've got to take them. We scored, I think, an average of two goals in each match throughout the championship with the eight goals in the Ulster campaign. And it'd be nice to get a couple of goals, and when we do get those chances on Saturday night, we've got to take them. And they're always crucial scores in those tight games.
Yeah, and I know you always like referring back to the Donegal supports. You done it as a player, as a manager the first time round, then as a pundit and back in the manager's role again. You're always saying how key it is for Donegal to support to be out in big numbers, and that's going to be the case come Dr. Hyde Park again this weekend, that they can play their part and helping Donegal along in this championship journey.
Yeah, it's absolutely crucial. Oisin, I mean, Donegal supporters to me are up there at the very, very top, and it's going to mean the players realise that. The players, you know, the players talk about it, and it's great to see that Donegal colour there, and we'll need that again in Hyde Park on Saturday evening, because Roscommon will have a big crowd, there's no doubt about that. And we need to get this big Donegal support right in behind that team, and as I keep saying, they can spur that, you know, this always those lulls in games where opposition get on top, and that's when we need the supporters to dig in along with the team and you know, to get us out of that there. And they do play a crucial role, and we're hoping that there's a huge Donegal support in Hyde Park on Saturday evening.
Best of luck with it the weekend, Declan.
Thanks, Oisin.